you now. You're the one who moved the microphone away from the recording thing, so I have to slide across the couch.
I can put it back over there, or like there's another spot for it to be plugged anyway, but hello. And welcome to the Cube Recording
Staring
Games Podcast.
Staring dead eye while I move back across the couch to get to my microphone.
My name is Dustin Morbido. Joining me today, Lorraine Morbido is here.
Apparently.
My muse, my inspiration, my...
God.
My partner in crime.
Accurate.
That weird, because that line is from Jurassic Park 2 in reference to his daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I can't get...
One of many...
I often think about Jeff Goldblum.
I mean, it's not a bad thing to do, honestly.
It's just a thing I do. How's it going? How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm stuffed up today for some reason.
Fantastic.
What's going on? Allergens or cold or like, I don't know, 10% of the coronavirus or something.
Woo! Who could say?
It's all a mystery at this point, but we're getting through it because I wanted to put something in the feed because we missed this for a week or two. Well, we missed this for a session or two. Like, it's been about a month. I kind of honestly just wanted to post something. And sometimes we do little sit-downs where we just kind of give a little update. To the aid, I can't even think of the words. Commit to the ages, our current goings-on. That's the thing that I was thinking. So how are you doing in general? Just like overall, work stuff's been kind of okay, sort of, right?
I mean, it's getting busier. There's like basically no one in masks now, like guest wise. Every now and then I will see like a full family with kids who clearly are younger than 12, so can't be vaccinated. They're wearing masks and the parents are wearing masks. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Occasionally, there will be kids masked, but parents not. Presumably they're vaccinated. I get that too. But the vast majority, especially even young kids, are just not masked anymore. And
yeah, it's been a real scattershot for me. And I personally have kind of been all over the place. Just sometimes I've, like when last time I went to Meijer, I wore a mask the whole time. But sometimes when we've gone to like go to Taco Bell or somewhere, or at the movies or whatever, it's been hit or miss. And I don't, like I said, I don't think there is, like, even, if you're vaccinated, I don't know that there's a right answer. You just kind of do what you do and hope that we still get through this shit. Obviously, if you get significant direction from people who are smarter than me that tells you everybody should be masking up again for sure or whatever, do that. But in the interim, like, I feel like in America, we're just kind of in a holding pattern of, like things are sort of okay. Like they're better for people who are vaccinated and worse for people who aren't. And it's a shame that many people, it seems, are still really lagging behind.
I mean, it's not even like the reason I'm wearing I still wear my mask in pretty much all public settings outside of like when we're sitting down somewhere to eat, or like when we sat down at the movies, or when our shop is closed and I'm with like the three other people that I'm working with that day who I know are all vaccinated and it's not a stream of the public, I won't be wearing a mask. But every other time I do, because I know there are some people who physically can't get vaccinated and it's impossible to tell otherwise. And if I can not be a perpetuator of, even if I don't get affected by it, if I cannot perpetuate the Delta variant, or worse, as it could happen, it could mutate again, and make all vaccinations invalid at that point. Like, if I can stop that even by doing a little bit, plus it just makes me feel better. Like, I feel safer that way.
And that's the other thing I was going to say, is if it just, like, there's no harm in wearing one. So if you feel comfortable doing that, just do it. Like, it's not a, regardless of your, whatever state you're personally in, there's just certainly no harm in putting one on. And as far as taking one off, like, I don't know. I feel I know that there's still really nothing to be gained by, yelling at people at this point about not getting vaccinated. But it is very, very frustrating to just, like,
oh, yeah. People who are choosing not to when they can. Like, I have no patience for them. I'll just not interact and walk away.
Like, yeah, and it's just like you've been given, it's one of those things, there are many reasons that it is shitty and difficult to live in America, but one of the big fringe benefits these days is that anyone who feels like getting vaccinated can do so. So to forego that level of privilege when there are millions and millions and billions of people around the world
who don't even have the option, right?
They're just the infrastructure is not in place in the place that they live yet where they can do that. It's it just feels like a betrayal to me on every level of on some level you're betraying yourself because you're being a stupid idiot. And you know, your local community and and to some degree the global community, because you have been given this, you know, advantage that you're just choosing to forego for, it's just the weirdest version of entitlement to not get vaccinated voluntarily when you can do so easily and at no cost to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, because there's no way for, especially just the sheer volume of people that come through on any given day. And since I'm mostly working, most of the days that any of us work now are when we're open. So we're all just exposed to this swarm of people. There's no way to know who is and isn't, who can and can't if they're not wearing a mask, who already did or who is refusing to. And I would much rather feel comfortable around the people I care about than the random public. I don't want to put my family, friends, anyone who could in theory, who might have just a weaker constitution in general, I don't want to put them at risk because, it was hot, or it was tight on my face or whatever. I want to keep the people I care about safe and in any way that I can, which is not a lot because this is a goddamn airborne virus or fluid based. It's not airborne. That's incorrect. It's spread via
aerosolized. I'm not a scientist.
That's probably better. I don't know. I'm not a scientist either. Thank God. but if there's the little things that I can do, I want to do and will. And I've said this before in our various chats with friends and stuff. I'm very fortunate to have a workplace who's comfortable with me taking that stance. I'm not sitting right up in front of people. They still have protections in place. I'm able to sit back and wear my mask and not have anyone. I actually even haven't had any guests really complaining about it either. There were a few last year, ironically. They're like, we could see much better if you were up front. And I'm like, no, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons I am sitting in the particular spot that I picked is because you can go outside and watch me through a window. And I've had conversations with people through that window because it does open on the bottom. So it's I'm kind of shouting down through this tiny opening. But I think that's kind of a good middle ground, at least for them. The fact that they can get an even closer look than they could if I was sitting up front, because there's still a good chunk of space with the added fence they still have in place. And it's just it's still stressful. I cannot say that it's not stressful. It was Saturday or whatever. At one point in time, the shop was probably as packed as it used to get with just people. And I could feel my anxiety just kind of increasing.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept my head down and was working because the center was on the mic talking pretty loud. It's hard to communicate with people if they're not paying attention to you. None of them works. They were all watching the wheel anyway, so it didn't matter. So their backs were all to me. But I could just see the number of people. There were just so many more coming into there. I'm just panicking a little bit.
Yeah, it's a...
People are so ready for it to be over. And it really isn't. Parts of it can be, in moderation, but you mm-hmm. can't just rip the door off the handle and just rush back to everything. That's how we get locked down again and more people die.
Yeah, it's I don't I kind of don't even know what to say at this point. I will say it's a handful of things we have done recently that were closer to normal were kind of nice. Middle ground stuff too. I ended up feeling pretty good about which seemed like we were at the theater. Mm-hmm. And we went on a Tuesday night, which was nice because we saved some money, but also it was just nice to not have...
not the crowd.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't know. We're still going to find out. Like, I don't know, what was there, like, a midnight showing of that on, like, Friday that was full up?
I don't know.
I don't know what exactly movie theater crowds are gonna be like. It definitely did okay box office wise. I mean, I'm not,
I mean, that's what I'd heard. Yeah,
and that movie is like I don't know how to judge it anyway, because it's not like it's like a prequel, sort of. Like, it's not in the next,
it's a midquel,
it's not right, it's not the next thing in the MCU, and it's not one of the bigger ensemble ones with, like, a huge number of people from those other, like, the other corners of the universe, so...
Because there really wasn't anyone old in this movie. It wasn't, like, Black Widow teaming up with, like, I don't know, Thor or something for no reason. It was just her.
And so there's all that combined with the fact that pandemic is still going on, and the... It had that Disney Plus release day and date where you could just buy it on there. Mm-hmm. So I just don't know. But I, like I said, kind of as we got out of there, I enjoyed our movie going experience.
Yeah.
We went and there weren't a ton of people in the theater. Like, we had like a good 10, 11 people or something. So we had like almost one whole...
Yeah, we took up basically an entire row.
Yeah, almost one whole row in the middle of the theater. And then there were, you know, people scattered around behind us, but certainly not a ton.
Yeah, it was a generous smattering of people, but it wasn't like, it was definitely not a packed theater. Which was very nice.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good not to be shoulder to shoulder with, like,
strangers. People.
Yeah, and it was just nice to be in a movie theater again. Like I said, I don't know. Presentation's good. Really respect the sound quality and stuff. It's much improved over, you know, TV speakers or even like a sound bar or like a nicer sound setup if you got that. There's nothing beats the
rip our thumping. surround system that Samsung bricked for us.
Samsung root. Took away from us with a software update. But.
I still kind of can't believe that happened. That was a drop in the bucket of weird things last year, but that was just a weird saga.
But yeah, that was nice. That's trip to Cedar Point was still cool. I don't remember if we have been on here since then, because I think that was one of the things that kind of, like, we did that over weekend. And that
I think that kind of, like, pushed out the podcast.
But yeah, that was
week.
Good. And again, that was a different, like... Phil and Kyle had their own whirlwind of a day. We went with them, but they got on two roller coasters over the course of a shitty rainy day.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah. In their defense, it wasn't so much the crowds as it was a ride wasn't working, and then it was pouring
raining, intermittently all day long.
We
so
were
stuff
literally
would shut down,
like,
and come back up.
Probably all of us were just soaked through by the end of the day. Like, we changed clothes at one point. Because we had to, like, wring ourselves out, essentially. Mm-hmm. It was... Ugh.
I really wish they would do... That's the thing I wish they would do at Cedar Point. Like, I don't think that thing that they built in the Weird Frontier or whatever the fuck it's called or whatever for, like, with the kids' playground in it. I don't think that's a bad thing to have put in that park, but I wish they would do... like, the thing I miss about the transport is that it was an indoor thing. I don't think it ran in the rain anyway. I think there was other problems with it.
Where, right.
Like,
it was
leaky
old.
Enough that it still wouldn't run. But, like, I wish they would put two or three rides into that park that could run...
While it's raining.
All weather. Yeah. Like, put one encased roller coaster in there again somehow that's, like, actually watertight or whatever. And maybe, like, put one or two dark rides in there. Because some of the other, like, it's not their thing at Cedar Point for sure, but some of the other Cedar Fair parks have stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could do it. Just, like, you know, experience out a little bit. Give people one or two more things to do when it's pouring or whatever. But it was nice. Like, the drive down there was chill. We kind of just chatted and stuff. And got there. It was just a nice afternoon of being outside, walking around. And
did some sketching. Dustin and I just kind of, we just meandered around mostly. Like, I was extremely anxious about, like, standing in any confined queue. On top of also kind of not being really super into roller coasters. Like, they're fine. I'll go on them, but they're not my favorite thing.
Which do you, of the things that I've pulled you into, which do you like more, roller coasters or Destiny?
I mean, I'm not necessarily scared for my life in Destiny.
Aww.
I can do Destiny on my couch.
I would hope not.
I actually did... So I actually did have a kind of, like, cross-section analogy for an aspect in Destiny that regarded this. I, like, because we've been having a lot of discussions about raids in general. Like Vault of Glass is a bit divisive among our group. But the way I see it, I view raids like a roller coaster experience. It's like, it's the set pieces, it's the, like, the ups and downs, it's sharing it with people. If I'm not super into, like, the mechanics, who cares? Like, we've said before collectively, like, it, we kind of go on autopilot. Like, all raids are pretty easy, like, once you do them, like, and the, like, level of difficulty can really turn some people off or make people more excited, whatever, like, but if I don't enjoy the, like, the set dressings, not necessarily the rewards, I don't really care about either way. Like, sometimes it's cool to get really high armor. Sometimes it's nice to get, like, a neat roll of a gun. There's so many guns in this goddamn game, and I kind of already have most of my favorites anyway. Like, nothing that drops is going to change my life dramatically. But it's more of just, it's the experience. It's just sitting down and doing it, and in my mind, I had kind of equated that to a roller coaster. Like, there's the literal and figurative ups and downs of, like, the wait time for, like, a slow encounter, or, like, the more exciting times when things are going wrong, like a really big drop or some weird, like, corkscrews or whatever. But it's more about the, like, the whole package. It's doing something different. It's the just kind of, like, familiarity of, like, going in line for something you've been on 1,000 times and know it, but still enjoy every drop or whatever. It's basically a theme park.
I am with you.
And that's why I love Deepstone Crypt, because it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss you, Scourge of the Past and Sad Hat. Rip, Gowran.
Yeah, I agree. And I think for all those same ones, I kind of agree too. Like I said, Vault's not my favorite. It's okay. I think the Vex ones in general, though, are even kind of like boring across the board aesthetically, like, because, like, even the best parts of Garden are the parts where it's not gameplay related, really.
Mm-hmm. I like the scenery in Garden a lot, like,
but all the best stuff of that is like the
in-betweens.
Yeah, it's like that little platforming sequence, like the
underground part that was kind of cool, and then like the windmill part.
Yeah, and the walk to the boss fight where you
everything about doing Divinity was so much fun. I liked the Divinity quest. That was rad. And yeah, also, like, very close to murdering clan mates. Mm-hmm.
But, like, in encounter areas and whatever, like, all the non-Vex ones, I think, are better. Like,
I would agree.
Like, Riven is better. Fucking Deepstone Crypt is better. Even Galarin's and,
I mean, everything in, like, the Leviathan.
Yeah, the Leviathan ones were, like, even,
Even, like, those first three that were, like, all super similar. Yeah. Like, Stars, Base, and,
mm-hmm.
Eater, like, they all had pretty different vibes.
Yeah, the treasure room even isn't even a super elaborate area, but I think it's just a cooler looking space than like, I don't know, anything in Garden. Because every single room in Garden is just a boring Vex bunch of pixely garbage or whatever. yeah, I don't know. And like I said, that's the, like, it's totally understandable why it is also that way.
The Garden boss is stupid.
Or even, I was actually thinking of Vogue, but kind of both. They both have the same, like,
I mean, we called Garden Vault of Grass for a while. Yeah. It was very confusing.
Yeah, as the first one, Vault is still, like, it kind of is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they're figuring it out.
Yeah. Because I've also been, like, just kind of contemplating raids. Because, like, obviously, like, I haven't done, like, personally have not participated in any other Destiny 1 raids other than the remake of Vault right now, because I didn't play it.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of like based on what I've seen, because I have seen completions, and some of those completions I watched had a decent amount of like explanation, like they were going through what they were doing. It wasn't just like us doing a video of a raid we've done a million times where we're just like zipping through all the motions. But in my mind, I can definitely see the through point from Vault and the other D1 raids into base Leviathan, like full stop. Like there are so many similarities between like all the Castellium stuff, those different encounters. Right. It's the most
that other boring encounter where you
it's
just
the
killed
most Destiny 1 D2 raid. And from what I understand about it, Wrath of the Machine is the most Destiny 2 D1 raid.
Mm.
And I'm really looking, because it's also a Fallen raid, which have always been my favorite so far, so I'm looking forward to hopefully whenever that comes. Because I think at this point, we were kind of talking, like, just the different enemy types and their raids. Like, the only Cabal one are the Leviathan ones, correct? There wasn't any in Destiny 1, I'm pretty sure. Because it's,
as far as I remember, which I don't remember
it's
well.
It's Vex, but Hive, Taken, Fallen, with Vault, Crota, Oryx, and then Sepix. Is that his name? Who cares?
I think you're probably right. The you're closer to being guy, right than Sepix, I know.
Whoever that guy is.
Because I really don't
remember. Who cares? I don't know him. The Death Zamboni on the wall. Because I think, because from what I understand, the Cabal weren't super big. Like, they weren't a big player in D1. And they became much more prevalent after the Red War bullshit in D2. But I'm interested to go and see those. Because the only Hive raid, the only other one that there is, Sad Hat, which also kind of plays like a Cabal raid. Because it's on the Leviathan. And the only Taken one I've done is Riven. So I'm curious, after having seen playthroughs of those, how those are going to get updated. And if I'll be as interested at all in any of them. Because it sounds like Crota is kind of short and Oryx is kind of weird. So I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
Very curious to see if they can keep adding these. Maybe like next year we'll get more than just one.
Yeah, that one surprised me. Oh, well, that would surprise me. I think we'll get exactly one more old raid.
Ugh.
Maybe not.
How long do they plan on doing? Because when are they going to bring back the D2 raids? Like, they got to...
Fucking...
Give me Scourge back, damn
somewhere
it.
Between 5 years from now and never.
No! She's bum.
Yep, there's a cat in the corner. She's being cute.
I mean, because it would make sense to have, if it's Witch Queen next year, if you have both Crota and Oryx come back and have a Savathun raid.
Yeah, but they're not thinking about that shit at all, because this one isn't, like, Vogg isn't tied to the current narrative or anything.
Is. I mean, it's about Vex.
Yeah, but it's
tied
not...
tied into Vex.
Like, that's the
that's
only...
That's enough.
It's an. I'm pretty sure it's just an accident that it's about Vex. Like, it's, like, it's the first one, so it's the one that they brought back first, but I don't think it's, like, it doesn't, they didn't change anything about it, to fit the current narrative in the game, and the current narrative of the game doesn't acknowledge anywhere else that it is a thing that is happening, it just is,
But I even just meant for more, like, just thematically, like, it doesn't have to fit into the story, but it fits with the theme of the Witch Queen year.
Okay.
That's what I was getting at. Like, they don't have to narratively put it in, but like, oh, you know who we've killed before, Savathun? It's Crota. It's Oryx. Their family. Kill them again. Whomst cares?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, I'd expect that whatever we end up getting this season is like, I think they're probably locked in on like how much content they're put out in roughly a 12-month period. Like, I bet... we'll get one old raid next year. I bet if we get a dungeon this coming season that we'll get exactly one dungeon.
Oh yeah, I mean
next
never,
year
they've never done more than one dungeon a
someday
year.
Someday maybe they'll add anything to PvP.
No, what's who that? Knows? Who? PvP who?
That's right.
What?
You know.
The Crucible? What's a gambit?
And yeah, they'll probably still won't add anything to Gambit in 2022.
Big doubt that they will. Big doubt. What's a gambit?
But yeah, I don't know. New season's in a couple weeks. Something will happen.
Right, yeah. Because the... Is it on... It's not on the 24th, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is when the season shifts over? So that's when their big announcement is also happening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's how they did that prophecy reveal, too.
Is it? Okay, I don't
like
remember.
Like when they...
You're asking me to remember stuff that happened in 2020.
Sure. But yeah, they unveiled a bunch of that stuff the day of... Excuse me. Like when that season launched, they talked a little about the expansion and also like just like stuff that was actually in that content that was launching that day. They talked about that day.
Still next year, right?
Yeah, like I said, probably February or later.
So this next season is just going to be a forever season, right?
Something like, I think so, unless they just like try to add another one to the calendar. But like I'm sure they'll talk about that. Like. They release the seasonal calendar at the start of every season, so I'm sure on the 24th they'll say if it is.
I'd hope
like,
so.
If there is, like, an extra season they're tacking on, or if they're just gonna... I'm assuming it'll just be longer.
I mean, that's what I... So I thought, if I remembered correctly, they had announced that Witch Queen was gonna get pushed back maybe at the beginning of Beyond Light, if not earlier. They should have just made the other seasons all proportionately longer. Like, that would have made more sense. Like, split it up. Don't make one 1,000 years long. That's stupid.
I mean, it was probably harder to do that based on, like, I don't know, like it's impossible for me to say because I think all that kind of stuff is, like the people managing that content are not necessarily all the same people making the expansion content.
Oh no, push the expansions thing. Back. That's gonna hurt us. You can make them better. Maybe Battlegrounds wouldn't have sucked so much.
So I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. But I'm sure they'll say how long that coming season is on the 24th, and they'll probably give a date for
I'd hope so.
Witch Queen, but maybe not. Like,
I mean,
like,
they might like, just give if like a might just give like an a, end to the a spring next season,
or
like,
a spring or summer. Like, I don't know.
There's no end to that season. What happens after it?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Just.
But yeah. And then, I don't know, Destiny things are Destiny things, except we've kind of been...
It's like the only video game we play.
Had a few outings. I played like most of Link to the Past recently. Like,
that's true.
60% of it, maybe a little more. What else has been going on? We will hopefully do a... it may happen before this goes up, I'm not sure yet, but we will hopefully do some other kind of game dev thing tomorrow. On Tuesday, what day would that 20? Be? What numerical date?
July 20th.
Okay, so that'll either have happened like as this is going live, or it will have already happened in the past. Get back to some of that. Still working on video stuff that hopefully I'll have done at some point.
Yeah, you're getting there. Doing some more edits and all that jazz.
Still got a cute little cat.
Yeah.
And then a lot of real life crap. Just, you know, some of it good, some of it bad, some of it neutral. but it's still been, better than last year, for sure.
Yeah.
In terms of just being able to do a few more things and see more people, and, so, you know, an upgrade over 2020, which, like you said, is not a super high bar necessarily, but I'll still take it.
Maybe the lowest bar we've ever had.
What else do you have in mind, Lorraine, in the near future? Is there anything that you're aching to do? Because, Huh? Oh, like I said, I am really, in the short term, I really just want to get that video out, and then jump back onto down the drain stuff personally in a,
it's fine with me.
A very significant manner.
I mean, I haven't been as, like, creatively and mentally taxed by your video project as you have been, so I've just been trucking along at my normal pace. Doing stuff, doing an art stream a week, just having a time.
I just didn't know if you had any other thoughts about like other streaming stuff, or I always do more game stuff. We can fit it in, but I also still don't want to burn you out from like days where you have been like doing day job things or whatever. Mm. But
I mean, I like streaming video games. It's a good way to get me to play or just see anything that isn't Destiny, because it's just like that's such an easy like just. Slow putt in after a long day, because it's like we're hanging out with friends, we're doing mostly mindless content, like it's just...
Here's a question, because I've just been
you
thinking...
like throwing things at me in the middle of these recordings, don't you? Just dropping giant bombs of information.
When we're kind of checking in, I just kind of, you know, might as well float an idea or two. Is there anything you feel like playing? Because the thing I was thinking about popping into again, and maybe at some point using it with other, potentially to do another different video thing is, I was considering going back to, maybe play some more Skies of Arcadia again. And just like at that point, probably just started from scratch. So I think we played like 6 hours or something of it, maybe.
I mean, you could just go and watch some of the streams to find it, like scrub through them and find out where you were and just... get back in it at
sure.
that point.
The other thing I was thinking is I was like, well, maybe if I did that, I would, we can stream it out like we always do, and I could, like, separately capture just raw gameplay footage and just have it in case I wanted to do something with that at some point. But I don't know what the right answer to that is, if anything. Like, just go online and find somebody else's Let's Play or whatever. And
I know there are, like, commentary-less long plays that definitely exist of most games at this point.
Yeah.
And people use that stuff all the time as long as they're credited.
But yeah, that's just a thought. I have no, no, like, definitive feelings about it one way or another. But, yeah, you have to let me know, because I would stream more game dev stuff or other game things from time to time if you feel up to it and you have, like, a date and time in mind on the calendar to try to fit some of that stuff in.
Honestly, any that's fine with me. Like,
we might do, like you said, you had mentioned that to me the other day, we might do some Mario Sunshine in the not-too-distant future. We'll have to see how that ends up shaking out. Getting in talks
with my sister about that. If you caught our...
charity thing.
The charity thing from last year.
October.
It was our anniversary, right. Dustin.
It was almost November, though, because it's late October, but yes.
It's mid-October, but yes.
Since 21st, right?
Try 17th.
Is it the 17th?
Yes.
I don't remember. In my mind, it's still November because the other anniversary.
Well, that's a different anniversary. This was our wedding anniversary.
I know.
Our 5-year wedding anniversary.
Lorraine, I don't remember what age I am anymore. So that's all I really think about it. Like, well, if I was born in... I'll carry the 3. Thank you for tolerating... my mush brain.
We all have to bear our crosses.
Uh-huh. But, anyway. That's Hannah's anniversary now, too, so.
Yeah.
Anytime we happen to see her on her anniversary.
Her wedding anniversary came, like, 4 months after the actual wedding, because the mail was borked. But, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
Not privatize the mail. That's what you can do. But to your other point, your less egregious point.
Thank you.
I mean, like, I'm sure there's some, like, if I had to, like, find something to play, I'm sure I could find something. We got, like, closets of video games and...
Yeah, I was just curious. Like I said, if something comes to you, let me know.
Unrelated to, like, streaming at all, I've been contemplating whether or not I should just watch the ending of Kingdom Hearts 3, because I'm honestly not sure. Like, I'm really close to it, but I don't know when I'm going to have the capacity to, like, relearn and go back to that to be in a state to be able to beat
it. I think you should boot it up. Like, you should leave this room, and you should boot it up right now. And if within, like, 10 minutes you don't feel like you can play it without a significant learning curve, just give up and just watch it on the internet.
But there's so much. Kingdom Hearts is just, like, so much. I'll keep thinking about it. Because I got really far. I'm in, like, the graveyard, like, Keyblade War graveyard or whatever. Like, I'm there.
Could just do that if you wanted. We could do one or two. I don't know how much game is left in front of you. To the very end of Kingdom Hearts 3.
I mean, I'd still rather just play that on my own if I'm going to play it at all.
Okay.
There's a lot of weird in that game. Just weird decisions. That's what you get for having that game in development for like 30 years. A la Final Fantasy 15. Final Fantasy 10 turned 20 today.
Yikes.
It was mine.
Did it really come out this part of the time of the year?
Yeah.
Like the 20 years I'm not surprised by at this point. Okay, like, that's gotta be.
It's the original date.
Fall. Okay.
July 19. 2001.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, no way. The leaves were crunchy when Final Fantasy X came out. I know that. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, that's a...
That was my fun fact for the day.
Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary, Final Fantasy X. I didn't get you anything. I thought it was in November. Anyway, yeah, that's kind of like where my head's been at, just thinking about, like, little stuff due in the next couple weeks or next month or two or something like that, but, I would definitely, I do want to, the next time we record a podcast, we'll hopefully be, like, back on regular schedule 2 weeks from now. We can get at least a couple of those guys back in and hang out and chat about some stuff. I'm guessing it won't be done by then, but, one of these I would maybe like to, record with some of you guys and have like a postmortem for that video thing, assuming I ever get it done. Just like, I'd love to hear feedback once I finish a thing, because it'll be so I'm hoping to knock out some big stuff still this year. So that will be the probably the singular, like, the personal project I've put the most time in until one of our games is out. like it'll be that, and then presumably Down the Drain, and then hopefully after that Super Cucumber, but It'll just be like I said, I just want to close the book on a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got in my head for a little bit and then go from there. But yeah, I think that's mostly about it. Like I said, unless you've got anything else pressing that you kind of just want to throw out there. Just little updates and stuff.
I mean, not really.
Is that a game dev thing that is either happening as this is up or will have happened in the past? Well, I'm sure do at some point little fits and starts of more streaming here and there. Hopefully we won't miss any more podcast weeks. We really don't have any like super concrete plans at this point to do anything. Like we'd kind of plan a Cedar Point thing and
yeah, like
we'd kind of plan to go see Black Widow and stuff like that, but we don't really have anything else in the calendar.
No.
We should still talk to Phil about maybe going to some kind of water park or something if he still wants to do that.
I haven't heard anything about that
in
recently.
In the next couple weeks, but haven't brought that up again. Other than that, we're just going to keep on keeping on, you know? Yeah. Like I said, our lives are kind of quiet and, you know, nothing out of the ordinary for us personally. It's just kind of day in, day out
stuff. Healthy and here.
Mm-hmm.
Trucking along how we can.
With all that said, like I said, I just wanted to put a little update out there in the ether and let the internet know what we're doing. Talk amongst ourselves to clarify some of what's happening in the near future. And other than that, I think, yeah, we'll call it a short little sit down, a little conversation.
Doodad.
We'll be back in an
indiscernible amount of time.
Some streams and some podcasts and a YouTube video and hopefully a few video games at some point. So bear with us. Thank you for hanging out. I really appreciate it.
Bang.
Thank you, Lorraine, for joining me. And
I mean, I live here. It's very
talking
easy.
Talking about stuff, rolling with the punches. Whenever I throw out an idea that you're not prepared for.
These are our board meetings.
That's right. Board of directors right here.
I mean, it's true. We are a partnership.
That's right. And until next time.
We have forms and everything, like certificates and everything.
Yeah. Until next time, we'll see you later, Internet.
Bye.
Stay safe, stay happy.